A client in Melbourne and a client in Perth will quote you the same number this week. They will say the market is down. They will have heard someone talk about a 20% fall. And they will want you to treat those two files as if they live in the same city. They do not. Gerard Berg at Cotality put it in one sentence in the August 2026 monthly housing chart pack, published on the 14th of August. There has been plenty of discussion about how far housing values could fall, but the same percentage decline does not have the same impact everywhere. That is the whole piece. The rest is how a broker uses it. First, what Cotality did not do. They did not forecast a 20% crash. Berg modeled scenarios, what a fall from peak would reset each capital city market to, and then said the analysis is not a prediction of where values land. Keep that on the file. If a client hears 20% and thinks you are calling a crash, you have already lost the conversation. The national prints are real, and they are the wrong sentence. The market is worth $12.4 trillion. The home value index fell 0.7% in July, the largest monthly decline since December 2022. Capital city sales were down 3.5% over the year, regional sales were up 4.2%. Clearance rates dropped from around 66% in February to the low 40s. Useful context. Useless as a client sentence in one city. Now walk the five capitals. Thickest buffer first. Perth has the largest buffer of the major capitals. A 20% downturn returns values only to around April 2025. Berg again, almost word for word, even if Perth's housing market fell 20% from its peak, the median dwelling value would still be around where it was in April 2025, after one of the strongest growth cycles of any capital city. That is last year's market. It is not a wipeout. It is also not a reason to tell an investor to buy more. Brisbane entered a downturn only 2 months ago, as at mid-August. July's city print was minus 0.6%. A 20% correction still sits around August 2024. 2 years of the cycle, not 5 years gone. Adelaide is in the same family. A modest downturn over the past 2 months. July minus 0.2%. A 20% decline returns the market to around April 2024. Exceptional 5-year growth is doing the work. Berg's line about Perth, Brisbane and Adelaide is the mechanism. They recorded that growth, so they have a more significant buffer than cities where values have been comparatively flat. Sydney is already down over 5% from peak. A 20% downturn would return values to around May 2021, after massive pandemic gains. If you say back to 2021 without that clause, you have said a worse sentence. The 5% layer is already spent. Anyone talking about a 5% correction as a future event in Sydney is late. Melbourne has the smallest buffer of any major capital. Peak median dwelling value was $840,000 in November 2025. The city is already more than 5% below that peak. A decline beyond 10% returns values to pre-pandemic levels after 5 years of subdued growth. Berg, Melbourne's home values have recorded very little growth over the past 5 years, meaning a decline beyond 10% would return values to pre-pandemic levels. Cotality did not publish a month for a 20% Melbourne fall. Do not invent one. Same 20%. Five different years. That is why you stop using one number for five cities. A word on two things this is not. It is not the home guarantee scheme story, the 87 buyers in negative equity. That is scheme settings and LVR at origination. High LVR, low deposit, policy-designed leverage. This is a city cycle buffer. A Melbourne owner-occupier on a conventional 80 or 90% LVR is not in that cohort. They can still have a refinance problem if the next valuer comes in off the last appraisal. Keep the two files apart. And it is not ANZ, and it is not PRD. ABC News on the same day reported ANZ modeling of a 4.3% fall this year, and 3.4% in 2027, 14.5% peak to trough in Sydney, 12.8% in Melbourne. That is ANZ. PRD's Diaswati Madiasmo said a 20% fall would take a GFC-type situation, and that 5% is more realistic. If you use those figures, name them. Do not fold them into totality and walk out with one, the market will fall X line. What the buffer is actually for. For an owner-occupier, it tells you how quickly a refinance or a top-up starts to fail a valuation. For an investor, it tells you how quickly equity that looked comfortable at purchase becomes a problem if they need to recast, sell or add. Serviceability is a separate question, rent, rates, the budget. Cotality listed reduced investor activity after the federal budget as a driver. A valuation scenario is not a serviceability assessment. A hold does not force a new valuation. A refinance often does. The Monday morning distinction is not, is the market down? It is, does this client need a valuer to sign a number, and in which city? Two conversations. Melbourne owner-occupier. Do not open with the national index. Open with the city. Peak median 840,000 in November 2025. Already more than 5% below that peak. Beyond 10%, pre-pandemic. Then their loan. Where was the valuation at origination relative to that peak? What LVR are they on now? Does a conservative val still clear the lender's cap without LMI? Or with LMI they can service. That is valuation risk and refinance timing. It is not Melbourne is crashing. Perth investor. Open with the cycle they bought into. Exceptional growth. Largest buffer. 20% from peak still sits around April 2025. Then the file. Serviceability after the budget. Actual rental income. Do not pretend the national 3.7% yield is theirs. Are they holding, refinancing or adding? The tighter constraint on that file is often serviceability and policy, not a 20% valuation wipeout. Do not tell them to buy. Do tell them the national average is the wrong number. Same broker. Same week. Two different sentences. That is the job. Monday morning. Name the city, not the index, before you quote a national percentage to anyone. Locate their valuation against what you can actually cite. For Melbourne, November 2025 is the published peak median. For the other capitals, do not invent a peak month. Use their own valuation date and the published buffer language. Test LVR at a conservative val in Sydney and Melbourne. More than 5% off peak has already happened. Separate refinance from hold. Keep ANZ and PRD off the totality line. Record that you explained the city buffer, that the 20% figures are scenarios not a forecast, and that you did not advise them to buy or sell. The useful move is not a crash call, and it is not a spruik. It is to stop quoting one national percentage to a client in a city that does not behave like the average.